The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're moving from the studio up on the roof with the Drifters and our friends from Quality Roofing. They are here this morning. We have Ben Murphy, who's their director of marketing. Ryan McPherson, here's the chief operating officer. Say that three times fast. Welcome, guys. What is happening in the world of roofing?
Meg, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I'm loving this weather.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a day, if you really did want to go up on a roof, this is the day to get up, get outside, sit on the porch, enjoy this. It's just, I love the lack of humidity. I'm just loving it.
You are not wrong. Yeah, this is a great time of year. We're glad to be here, but you know, it's also hurricane season, so we're getting a lot of questions, a lot of homeowners asking what they can do to prepare, what they should be looking out for. I've also got Ryan McPherson, like you said, our COO here.
Welcome to the show.
Great rock star here at Quality Roofing, and glad to have him on. He's done a great job at being integrating our different departments over the last few years since he's been on, but he can really speak to our production team and what they've got going on. So, Ryan, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you,
Ryan. Look forward to the conversation and how we can interact with the public.
Okay. Well, speaking of interacting, if you've got a roof, hello, just about everybody has a roof, right?
That's right.
So you have a roof and you might be thinking, I don't know. Should I have someone come take a look at this? Hurricane season here. Have I done enough? Is it time? All those kind of questions. This is the expert panel. This is what it's all about. And we have two experts in the house this morning. Send in a text. Ask that question. 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you this morning, this half hour.
That's
okay.
Right.
So you are, how did you get in this business?
Well, it's interesting. You know, they always say that when you get in the roofing business, you never really leave it.
They say that about radio, too, by the way.
I bet it's true. Several years ago, left the auto parts industry.
Oh, gosh.
Had an opportunity to start in distribution and worked with the largest distributor in America for exterior building materials, ABC Supply.
Oh, wow.
And through that, obviously got integrated with working with contractors every day.
Mm-hmm.
And just realized, you know, it's such a great industry to be in because, just like you pointed out a few minutes ago, everyone has a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they own the home is a different story, but the fact is everyone has a roof over their head, and they also have walls. So there's all kinds of exterior materials that are needed for every property, commercial or residential. So at any rate, just getting into the industry and seeing how much fun you can have growing businesses and getting integrated into other people's business to help them grow and succeed is where it started. And that's how I found Quality. Developed a relationship with Brian Ward, the owner, as a customer, and then eventually had the opportunity to come work with them, and it has just been a blast ever since.
Oh, that's great. Well, I assume for the team right now, this weather's better than it's been when we've had those 107 degree index days, right?
It's definitely, we're not worried about heat stroke
thank
in
goodness.
The fall, thankfully, yeah.
So tell us now what y'all are looking at as you go into the fall season from your perspective from the roofing company.
Well, I mean, you know, really it's making sure, like we said, it's hurricane season. So you want to make sure we're looking for, there's no open penetrations. There's no way that wind's going to, or that water's going to start blowing in. If we get a storm, are there shingles that are lifting up? Something that we see often is nail pop. So that nail that's holding the old shingle down that started to kind of work its way out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to create gap and, you know, water's going to flow under there. And sometimes you can't see that stuff from the ground. So, you know, we definitely encourage customers, like you said, get up there, check it out if you can. We also realize that a lot of roofs are very steep and it's not always safe or easy to get up there. And so we're always happy to help. If you have any questions, of course.
Do you provide an assessment where you would just come out? Someone says, well, I've had my roof 6 or 7 years, no problems so far, but can they just come out and take a look at it and give you an estimate if you see some problems or not?
Absolutely. And one of the best things to do with that, we provide roof inspections, a detailed report with photos documenting everything that we see on the roof, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the benefits of doing that, especially with hurricane season, you know, that we're right in the midst of, is documenting how your roof is now, because a lot of times what happens is after the storm causes damage,
of course,
having that proof to show this is what my roof used to look like, it was perfectly in good condition, here's a report, and then
yes,
afterwards you have, you know, all of that documentation that shows that this was a good roof and now it's damaged, right?
That is that is so obvious as you say that, but I've never did that when I was a homeowner. It never occurred to me.
Most
people
don't.
That's very smart.
Yeah. So having an inspection, obviously, as Ben pointed out, that also ensures that if there are any little things that we can address now, because whether or not we get a hurricane, we don't know.
Right.
But we know that in Florida, it rains constantly, especially in this area.
And we've had some heavy rains recently,
Yeah, we have. And absolutely. Wind. Even regardless of whether or not there's a hurricane, there still can be high winds. So making sure we take care of all those penetrations, make sure any sealant or if there are little things that need to be replaced, like a pipe boot or some shingles lifting up, we can take care of that now so that it doesn't prevents you from having a bigger problem down the road.
Typically, what would a roof inspection cost?
$150.
That'd be worth it.
With documentation.
Does it help your insurance too to have that?
I think it supports, it doesn't give you any kind of discount per se, but it does support, you know, this is the condition of my roof. And if there were any things that obviously needed to be addressed, you took care of that, right? So I think that shows, hey, I'm taking care of my home.
Responsibility.
Right, and I have the documentation. I think, I can't say for sure, but in most cases, when you have all that documentation, it surely would help along any kind of insurance claim if you had to take care of one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love having you here, Ryan, with your perspective, because I'm sitting here thinking there's obvious things for homeowners, but what are some of the behind the scenes things that you know about that maybe like having a pre-inspection report? What are some other things?
Well, I think it's important to choose a good contractor, and there's tons of great ones out there, especially in our market and the markets that we serve. Some of the things that we try to focus on internally is just our culture. We're looking for people who have a servant heart, and our team members do. And as such, when we're on the property, whether we're giving someone an estimate, doing an inspection, or we're actually participating in replacing your roof, we're focused on making sure that we take the best care of your property.
Mm-hmm.
I think these days a lot of people talk about service and these buzzwords.
Right.
But being a servant in everything that you do looks like doing the things that people didn't think about, right? For example,
and see, that's my question. I would not know what to ask.
Right.
I really wouldn't. I mean, I don't have any knowledge of it other than if water's coming through, I call, there's a problem.
Right.
But in terms of maintaining it, looking out, I really don't know a whole lot about that.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't. And just as Ben mentioned, you know, with the steepness of roof and the danger of getting up there, like that's what we do as a profession. Let us get up there and take a look and give you a professional inspection and opinion of what's going on. And that way you can trust our expertise, right? That's what we do. So I think some of the things going back to just the point about what's different about us, you know, we're focused on making sure that we're taking care of everything that we're supposed to do. If we tell somebody we're going to do something, we should do that anyways. I think everybody expects that. I like to say internally, you know, it's like asking for water when you go to a restaurant. You're pretty much going to get a drink when you sit down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So these are the things that I think most customers have come to expect of us. And then going above and beyond looks like, hey, I noticed somebody had a tree limb that I can handle with my hands to pull it to the road for them. Or, hey, your trash can was tipped over down by the road. Let me pick that up and bring it back up. It's the little things that you do for people that they remember. And while that doesn't mean you have a great roof, we're guaranteeing you that you're going to put on a great roof anyways. So that's your expectation, right? That's your water. That's what you're paying for. So
So when you get into the whole putting on the roof, does that include gutters and the other things that are attached to roofs, or how does all that work?
We absolutely.
Seems to be a big issue around here, gutters.
And especially making sure you protect the foundation of your home. Mm-hmm. You know, gutters keep that water from piling up at the bottom, flows it away. So we absolutely can take care of that for customers. We aren't able to replace a roof without removing those gutters. So some customers choose to detach and reset them. I mean, we'll put them back, but often customers will choose to just go ahead and do new gutters at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We have seamless 5 and 6 inch gutters, right?
Yep.
With the leaf guards and everything. So, I mean, they're
that's
very...
the big issue around here too, leaves.
Oh, man.
Leaves. Isn't
so
it?
So much pine straw.
Pine straw. Oh,
yeah. That's what I get in mind anyway.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest problems that you see, Ryan, when you're coming in and you've got a new customer? What are some of the things that you're seeing that are sort of this area specific?
I think the biggest is the unforeseen things that people don't realize when you look at a roof, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can look at just about any roof and have no clue how much wood rot can be under there. And what we find a lot of times, I would say we're about 70% of the roofs that we replace have some form of wood rot that we need to take care of. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, excuse me, if I have a chimney or if I have a porch on the back, like that's probably where most of the leaks happen. And oftentimes they do.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing a lot of times is wood rot along the edge of the roof. And a lot of times what that's from is you get leaf debris that's built up. Maybe you don't have gutter guards or leaf filters on top of your gutters that can help get those leaves from getting clogged up in the gutter. Which causes water to sit. Anywhere where there's water sitting is going to cause rotten wood, regardless of how good of a roof system you put on. Roofs aren't made to be like a boat where they just hold water and keep it out, right? So you have to address that. And I think what we see a lot of times is people aren't expecting to have wood damage. We do our very best to get in an attic and look from underneath and see where there might be rotten wood and point that out in a estimate. But oftentimes you can't see that till you remove the roof and the underlayment.
Right. Yeah, of course.
And so I think protecting the edge of the roof, keeping your leaves blown off, it's a big deal.
Well, it's hard for some folks. They don't have the ability to do that.
That's right.
You have to have someone to either hire someone that can come in and do it or get a neighbor to help you out. But you can't let it go.
No, you sure can't.
Because that's gonna come back to haunt you, isn't it?
That's right.
And like Ryan was saying, that moisture is going to hang out somewhere. And my house, I've got pine trees all around, and that pine straw likes to fall right in the valley. And
it's like a catcher. It's like a pine straw catcher.
It does so good. It's just in there. And if I'm not up there, I would say even every 6 weeks, every couple months, like it really can start to pile up, and I can see a wet spot starting to get on my shingles. I'm like, well, if that was to go on longer, man, that could get really bad. So just trying to stay proactive. Anytime you can do that, it's always the best case.
Well, we're talking this morning with our friends from Quality Roofing Services. Ben Murphy, Ryan McPherson is here, Chief Operating Officer. If you've got a question about roofing, about maybe it's time to get it inspected, anything on this topic, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. And they are the experts. I can tell already I'm out of my league. And what are some of the things to look for? Obviously, once my problem is I'll wait till something goes wrong. I know that's not a good way to live your life, but I guess the roof's fine and I'm no leaks, and then I'll have a leak and suddenly I have a bigger problem. What are things I can look for? You've mentioned the gutters and leaves, but maybe there's some other things too that a homeowner can be a little more proactive about.
I mean, honestly, there's not a ton that you're going to be able to see from the ground that until there's actually a problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is why an inspection is so important. Right. If it were as easy as just looking up there and being like, yep, I got a soft spot in my roof that you could just look at and see, then I don't think we would really have a need for our expertise. Right. So getting on the roof and having us walk the roof deck and make sure, you know, that it's all secure and it's not soft, what we call soft under the foot, from it being weakened by obviously water intrusion and damage. You know, I think from the ground, it's easy to just assume that everything's great, but unless you get somebody up there to check it, you're not going to know, right?
Right, of course. So tell me a little bit, once you've made a decision and you've worked with the homeowner, you've decided you're now going to replace that roof, for example, what's the process? Is it a day, a week, 6 weeks, 9 years?
That's a great question, actually. I think a lot of people don't really know.
What would I have to do now? I know you're coming tomorrow, so now what?
Yeah, so we have a customer portal that helps share all the documentation and photos throughout the entire process.
That's helpful. Yeah,
it's really great, and it's pretty unique because sometimes homeowners can't be there, right? They might have to work. They couldn't take off. Maybe we even have some situations where people have rental properties that they own and they're out of state, so they can't be here. We're able to communicate with them, obviously, through the customer portal. But the process itself looks like pulling a permit. That's the most important thing, right? You shouldn't be doing work without a permit.
So y'all take care of all that.
We don't start jobs without permits, period.
Okay.
And our customers, we take care of that for them.
That's right.
They don't have to worry about going down to the county office, filling out paperwork, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, if a contractor's asking you to do that, they're not licensed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the difference between having a real licensed contractor and not, which is the danger when we do have a tropical storm or something, and suddenly we have these fly-by-night, quote-unquote, roofers that are driving through with a truck saying, I'll take care, and giving you strange prices, but they're not licensed. They don't do the permits.
That's right.
So you can get a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah. The process, obviously, after we've got a permit, then we're setting a date to have the materials delivered.
Mm-hmm.
We communicate that via text and email, whatever way that a customer prefers. A lot of times even over the phone, we'll call. And then once the material's been delivered, you can bet based on weather that if it's good, we're going to start the roof either the next day or the second day after that. The process looks like one of our quality assurance representatives showing up first thing in the morning, typically around 7 o'clock. We're going to introduce ourselves. We've already sent at that point a picture, an image of this said quality assurance representative that will be on that job. And that way you know who's showing up to your door. And they're going to walk you through, hey, this is what this morning is going to look like. This is when we're going to start.
So you kind of know what to expect.
That's right. If there's anything that we need to be aware of, you know, if you have a pool or you have pets or you're going to be leaving to take your children to school in an hour, like all of those things, we try to figure that out to make sure that it's a safe environment for your family.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously the construction, reconstruction of a roof is, I mean, it's loud. It's heavy
construction. It's a big deal.
Yeah, we're not just, you know, putting some caulk up there. We're taking a whole entire roof off and putting a new one on. It's very loud. It's heavy. It's hot. Obviously, there's dangerous equipment, nails, all kinds of sharp items around. And so we want to make sure to get all that, you know, make sure your family's safe if you're having to come in and out. So throughout the process, we're communicating what's going on. So when we find damaged wood, as we're tearing the roof off, we're taking photos of that, uploading that to the customer portal. But if someone's on site, if a customer's available, we're wanting to communicate that with them as soon as possible, typically as soon as we're aware of it, so that we can let them know, hey, look, we found, you know, this many sheets of plywood that we're going to have to replace in this area. Just want you to be aware of these things. And then we move forward with getting the roof completely dried in. That's where we put the underlayment down. We address any flashing details if some has to be replaced. We don't typically include that in our estimates because a lot of times we can reuse it.
Oh, okay.
If it's in good shape.
Right. You may not know really till you get in there, though. That's, I mean, right. I'm assuming every single one is different.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we wish that we could be able to tell that from the beginning, but it's just difficult.
Well, and Meg, I think you've shared with us previously where you've had an incident where around your chimney you had some leaking issues.
Yes, I sure did.
Sorry to call that back.
No, it's okay.
But,
it was
very disruptive
for my life at
the
time.
Our job as professionals is we're up there to fix your roof system, and if we see there's something going on with that chimney that needs to be addressed as well, like, we're going to tell you about that, not just button it up.
I was getting some roof repairs, the story basically, and then when they got around the chimney, there's all kinds of issues right around the chimney base. Mm-hmm. There was leakage that I couldn't see. It was going into the chimney, obviously. So there was some serious issues going on there. And I was grateful that the company at the time helped me see that and repair it.
That's right.
But I'm sure, what's the most unusual thing you've found when you get up on a roof? Have you ever had any big surprises?
Probably the one I can think of, recently, I don't want to say the address or anything like that.
No, don't do that. We have some anonymity on this one.
That's right. We got on the roof, started tearing it off, and when we were up there, the deck boards that were supposed to be nailed to the trusses, I mean, literally, you could just walk on them and feel that they weren't attached. And then when we did a further inspection, we noticed that the entire house was a duplex, and it didn't have a firewall, and it didn't have an attachment running down the center. So we had to get the city involved. Yeah, and we had to stop all the work. So obviously we couldn't tell that from an initial inspection, and it was a super surprise. We weren't able to continue with the roof until engineering and further construction was taking place. So that's probably the most surprising thing to find.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever found any animals?
Squirrels and things like that.
Raccoons.
Yeah, mostly wasps are probably the creature we deal with the most.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for them to get in. They sometimes get inside the attic, but not typically through a roof system. It's usually through
a soffit.
Yeah.
Nests around the chimney, that kind of thing, a little bit.
Yeah, points of entry that way.
We're talking with Ben and Ryan with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Is there a time of year that's better than others for getting this kind of work done?
I would say for our workers, like the summer is super hot. And so we definitely slow down a little bit during the summer. And when I say slow down, I mean like it takes longer to put a roof on.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
For a customer, I would say there's no better time than the present, right? If you know you have leaks or you have issues, like, get it addressed. Don't wait until it causes more damage. It's only more expensive the longer you wait.
And we're in hurricane season. Like,
so you don't want to fool around with this.
You know, like Ryan said, we don't know what is going to come storm-wise. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I had my roof replaced a couple years ago by Quality, just because I have that peace of mind knowing that we're going to be okay in the storm.
No, it's huge to have that peace of mind. So important. What is your website? And do you have a store that people can go into? Or how do people decide as far as what kind of roof and that kind of thing? How does all that process work?
Absolutely. The people are absolutely welcome to check us out online. Of course, qualityroofingsolutions.com. I encourage you to look at us on Google as well. We just passed over 1,000 reviews on our Pensacola location.
Great.
So 4.9 rating. We're super proud of that.
Yeah. And
we've also got a lot of great tools on our website. We've got a visualizer tool. We've got an instant quote tool.
Oh, so I could go in there and sort of try different things to see what the roof would look like.
That's
and
right.
Colors
that's
and
right.
things. Oh, okay. That's great.
And then, but more importantly, Mega, you know, I encourage our customers to call our team. We have an incredible team that'll take care of you. We do have a showroom here in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to stop by there and ask any questions. But we'd love to come and take a look at your property, your home. So give us a call, 850-788-7691. We'd love to be able to take care of you, answer any questions you might have.
Well, as a marketing person, I know that you probably are looking at the competition, seeing the other companies in the area, that kind of thing. What do you think makes Quality Roofing Solutions different and special in comparison to some of the other companies? You don't have to name anybody specific, but stands out about what y'all do?
Well, I've said this since I've come aboard, but quality is in everything we do, mm-hmm. literally.
Yes.
It's in our name, so it's not only in our work that we perform when we're out on site. It's in the quality of our message. It's in the quality of our marketing. And to Ryan's point, it's the quality of our people. I recently had an instance where we had a customer who had left a review, and it was a 4-star review, still very nice. And he had included a photo saying, it was great, but I wish that this issue had been addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And our team was able to respond to that customer in real time. So you've got local people.
Right.
Responding to the customer's review, hey, please give us a call. Let's give us a chance to fix this. Our quality assurance representative went back out that same day, was able to fix that issue, and got that taken care of for that customer. And he went out there and he said, no, we shouldn't have left it like this. We're going to take care of this.
That's great.
And
so you stand by your word.
You've got a local company that is listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. We listen to our customers. We listen to our audience. So, We're happy to help in any way we can, and we're here to serve, ultimately.
And I think the point there that I hope most people hear when we say that, what's different about us? It's
mm-hmm.
our people, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are exactly what makes a difference in an organization and the decisions they make, whether or not they're leading with a servant heart, knowing that, hey, as a client of ours, you're spending a lot of your hard-earned money and trusting us to take care of your roof.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, I think a lot of times things can happen on any job. We're not perfect. We certainly don't walk around claiming to be perfect. But what we do claim and we guarantee is that we'll make it right no matter what.
That's right.
It's about when you find something that maybe we missed the mark on, and it does happen from time to time, it's not about the problem. It's about how you fix it.
Thus the name Solutions.
That's right.
Quality Roofing Solutions.
Yep.
I love that.
And so we train our people to this end, and we lead them to that end as well. We make sure that everybody in our company understands that, that regardless of whatever the issue is they're facing, serving our customer and making sure that they're happy with the work that we provided
mm-hmm.
Is the most important thing to us.
Well, we did get a text in, and this is a kind of a humorous one from James that says, so who's your best sales rep?
Oh, boy.
That's a loaded question.
Well, it says,
I don't know.
And then he says, this is James, one of the sales reps.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's
good
James.
Good for you, Dare. James.
I did also get a dare from one of our accounting team members that I wouldn't mention her name on the air.
Oh,
so,
do it. You
Kathy,
got a shout out to Kathy.
I am mentioning your name on air.
I love it.
Challenge
love
accepted.
It. See, there's a whole team that goes into this. People don't even realize how to make it all work. It's great. I did get another text that said, typically, how long does it take to replace a roof?
Yeah, so the process itself, most roofs we can do in one day. If you're talking about architectural shingles, yes.
That seems fast to me.
Some roofs, and we're not, that's not discovering a bunch of rotten wood or having to replace
right.
an entire deck, which does happen on occasion. But the average roof, what we would call about 2,500 square foot, that can be done in a day, and some larger, just depending on the style.
That's great.
And you'd say probably 10 to 2 weeks or 10 days to 2 weeks from start to finish, or what kind of timeline from
when you first want
applying
to do
from
it?
Our permit?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that just depends on you know, the jurisdiction and how long the permitting department takes to get back to us. But generally, you're talking about from the time we get a permit to the time we close your job out is like a week, week and a half.
Excellent. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure. It's flown by.
Yes, it has.
Ben Murphy, Director of Marketing. Ryan McPherson, Chief Operating Officer with Quality Roofing Solutions. Your website again and phone number. Oh, real quick.
QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 850-788-7691.
There you go. Thank you, guys.